Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's episode, it's not selfish, it's self-love. We are going to talk about the spiritual journey of self-love and self-care so that you can reach all your goals. First, we must remember the beautiful journey of today can only begin when we learn to let go of yesterday. Tell me if this scenario sounds familiar to you. At some point, there comes a defining moment when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you just can't keep living the way you've been living. Have you ever felt this way? Or do you feel this way now? You're just not happy. You think about changing all the time, but when it comes to putting the work in, you just don't do it. You seem to make the effort for everyone else around you, but never yourself. I know a lot of you are relating to this or have related to this. But now with December approaching, you know you are either going on vacation in a couple of weeks, and once again, you're not where you want to be, or you're going to do a staycation and you're going to go into the new year with the same resolution to lose weight. You know that something has got to give, and you realize that you have two options. You are either going to change or you're going to stay the same. Your first thought is always, I want to change. I want to become the person that feels good, that is healthy, that is happy, that doesn't have an issue every time she puts on a bathing suit or gets dressed. But you also know with that comes work. And it's work that you need to put into yourself. It's called self-care. It's called self-love. And it's not about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can be there for those around you that you love. It's not selfish. It's self-love. Sometimes it's important to repeat that like an affirmation. It's not selfish. It's self-love. Sometimes we forget we were put on this earth not only to help others, but to care and to love ourselves and take care of ourselves. We can never be able to take care of everyone around us if we cannot take care of ourselves. And that always starts with self-love. We often feel the need to sacrifice our own happiness for others, but it's important to remember that self-care should never be neglected. Focusing on yourself isn't selfishness. When you're your best self, you are able to bring a deeper sense of happiness, fulfillment, and support to those around you. By prioritizing self-care, you create a positive ripple effect, positively impacting not only your own well-being, but also the well-being of others in your life. It's not selfish, it's self-love. Self-love is important because it motivates much of our positive behavior while reducing harmful behavior. It empowers us to take risks, to say no to things that don't work for us. It's a key component to creating our own success. While self-love helps us take care of ourselves, it also lowers our stress and helps us strive for maximum results. It also protects us from negative thoughts like self-sabotage. When we have self-care and self-love, we tend to self-sabotage a lot less because when you have that love for yourself and you feel good about yourself, you learn to walk away. You learn to say no to the things that you know are not going to make you feel good. You want to do the right things that will continue to help you feel your best. In our spiritual world, self-love and self-care are simple reminders to maintain an optimistic outlook and have faith in the unfolding of new opportunities in your life. Remembering the importance of staying focused and committed to your goals, as well as recognizing the divine support and guidance that is always available to you. It's also a reminder to continue the manifestation of your desires, because that is what is going to bring potential for growth and achievement in all areas of your life. As we look ahead to December, it's important to focus on reclaiming your power, maintaining your vision, and avoiding drama or negative influences in your life. Always ignore jealousy and gossip. Instead, be bold and assertive and focus on your joy and happiness. Look out for the endless miracles that want to come your way. But they can only come to you if you have self-love, because when you have self-love is when you are open to those miracles and you believe in them, that is when they will appear. Take a moment each day and reflect on any toxic elements you have in your life and work on removing them one day at a time. Keep moving forward and avoid distractions. Trust your emotions, but don't make decisions based on your emotions. Always think before you act. You are always in control of all your results. Always continue to work hard for the success you want to achieve. December is a time for you to shine and be bold and assertive in pursuing your desires. You have the ability to manifest your dreams, so take time and imagine the life you want, then start manifesting it. Embrace all opportunities for luck and abundance. Take decisive action in various areas of your life for success and focus on personal and professional growth. Avoid playing it small and take bigger risks. Make the necessary sacrifices for a brighter future. If you really want to reinvent yourself and have significant transformations, then focus on mastering the power of manifestation and being patient in the process. Be flexible and resourceful in dealing with challenges. Stay open to inspiration and take a step back and move toward being lively, inspired, and hopeful. Believe in your ability to accomplish your goals and commit to making them happen. The key to success is to make clear and simple decisions without overthinking. Continue to push yourself to do the things you normally wouldn't and seek growth by stepping into uncharted territory. You need to constantly say to yourself and believe that you deserve happiness and all the good things. And you can only truly do this when you have self-love for yourself, knowing that you truly deserve it all. When you do all of the above, you will not only be practicing self-love, but you will also bring blessings, prosperity, abundance, energy, and joy into your life. And if you can take anything away from this, it's self-care and self-love doesn't have anything to do with what you do or how much you do for others. It's about what you are doing for yourself, how much you believe in yourself. Self-love means not settling for less than you deserve in all areas of your life. Okay, I hope this helped. I think it's very important to start with you and your love and care, because when you are at your highest vibration is when you will not only reach all your success, but it's when you will truly be able to wholeheartedly help those you love around you. Wishing everyone a healthy, happy week full of self-love and care. Hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archives section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.